Back in 1966, when the Vietnam War was raging, folk singer Arlo Guthrie started performing a song called Alice's Restaurant Massacre. The 18-minute talking blues tune was about a Thanksgiving gathering in western Massachusetts, after which Guthrie and a friend were arrested for dumping some garbage in the town of Stockbridge. The song was turned into a movie, and despite its length, became a Thanksgiving standard on rock radio. WBGO's John Kalish tells us how a New York radio station helped launch the song.
Arlo Guthrie's debut album was titled Alice's Restaurant. It was released in October 1967 and spent more than a year on the record charts. A feature film version of Alice's Restaurant was released in August 1969, the same month that Guthrie performed Coming Into Los Angeles before hundreds of thousands of fans at Woodstock. The first performance of Alice's Restaurant before a live audience took place at Gertie's Folk City in Greenwich Village. That was in July 1966. Later that year, Guthrie sang it live on a late-night show called Radio Unnameable, hosted by Bob Fass on WBAI-FM.
I said you can get the thing you want at Alice's Restaurant.
By the time we got invited up to Bob Fass's radio station, it had never been recorded, certainly. It had never been heard on the radio, certainly. Because what radio was going to let you sing a half-hour song on the air? So we went up there, and there were a bunch of people up there. I remember Jerry Jeff Walker was there, and I think maybe David Bromberg was there, and I think even Ramblin' Jack Elliott and some other people. And we were sitting around swapping songs, and I just sang along with everybody else. And when it finally come my time, I just did Alice's Restaurant.
The song's called Alice's Restaurant's about Alice and the restaurant. But Alice's Restaurant is not the name of the restaurant, that's just the name of the song. That's why I call the song Alice's Restaurant.
My name is Bob Fass, and I've done a radio program on listener-sponsored WBAI in New York City for over 50 years. It was wonderful. People were calling and saying, that's great. I hope you're recording it and you can play it again. We did record it, and we did play it over and over and over again. And then we played the recording of the song, and they played along with the recording. So it got to be a pretty thick soup of music.
Alice's Restaurant is a very significant work of art in American culture.
Kathy Fink is a Grammy Award-winning banjo player who grew up listening to Alice's Restaurant on the radio. As an aspiring folk musician, she learned how to play it.
It's an enormously catchy tune. Once it's in your head, it ain't going anywhere. It's a brilliant piece of storytelling. It really captivated the time that it was written in and the absurdities of the time.
Both the record and the movie version of Alice's Restaurant give you the impression that Arlo Guthrie avoided the draft because of his conviction for littering. Not true. Guthrie did apply for conscientious objector status, but his draft lottery number was so high it was a moot point. A church converted into a residence in western Massachusetts is where the Thanksgiving dinner depicted in the song took place. The church was sold a few times since Alice Brock and her husband Ray lived there, but eventually Arlo Guthrie bought it and turned the church into a cultural center where concerts are held. Guthrie has been known to help serve Thanksgiving dinner there to the area's poor. I interviewed Arlo Guthrie at his home in western Massachusetts in 1987 when he vowed to only perform Alice's Restaurant once every 10 years.
I think of it in terms of being preventative medicine. I think it's good to remember where we were. It's good to remember what happened. It's good to be able to laugh at it and not take the authorities so seriously. And I think that's what Alice's Restaurant did, is what it does, and I hope it will continue to do that.
The song's anti-authoritarian message will continue, no doubt, to be heard on the radio, but not at live performances. The 73-year-old folk singer announced last month that after more than a half century of performing, he will no longer tour because of health reasons. Before he stopped performing, Guthrie often appeared on stage with his children and grandchildren. For the WBGO Journal, I'm John Kalish.
Can you imagine three people walking in, singing a bar, Alice's restaurant, and walking out? They may think it's an organization. And can you imagine 50 people a day? I said 50 people a day walking in, singing a bar, Alice's restaurant, and walking out. And friends, they may think it's a movement. And that's what it is. The Alice's Restaurant Anti-Massacre Movement. And all you gotta do to join is to sing it the next time it comes around on the guitar with feeling. So we'll wait till it comes around on the guitar here. Sing it when it does. Here it comes.